All right, Ray, are you ready to do this? Ray Allen on the other side of the glass. Hello, I'm Bill Buckmaster. We are ready to go on a new week. Monday, February 1st, not only a new week, it's a brand new month. So we've got 1 month down, and we are now pushing into winter. Do you know that 5 years ago today, temperatures were some of the lowest ever recorded here in Tucson? We were well into the teens. In fact, I think it was, we barely made it out like 32 degrees. The whole day we're almost below freezing. And in tribute to that, Mother Nature has given us a very cold night, not as cold certainly as 5 years ago. We're looking for temperatures tonight, though, down into the mid-20s. So remember to, yes, cover all the plants and pipes and bring in all of the pets for sure. We're coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice. We live stream our show at buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com. We've got podcasts and all of our programs archived. You can listen anytime, anywhere at buckmastershow.com. We always get things rolling down the track on a newly minted Monday afternoon with our political face-off. John Munger is here and Vince Robigo. Then first Monday of the month is our day to talk military and foreign affairs with retired Army General John Wickham, former U.S. Army Chief of Staff. The Buckmaster Show live line is open. It is available for you for your questions, comments, suggestions, whatever, of our guests. The number is 790-2040, and we have a very active Facebook presence as well. It's under my name. Twitter, we're doing it, yes, at Buckmaster Show. The Buckmaster Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. That means Moe makes house calls, and he takes care of all that stuff. He'll get things up on the wall the way they should be. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Our Monday political face-off today, we have John Munger here, well-known Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents. John, in 2010, threw his hat in the ring as a Republican candidate for Arizona governor. Vince Robigo, also a well-known attorney in town, longtime Democrat Party activist, former Arizona Attorney General candidate. He also, he got together with John. They both decided 2010 would be a good year.
It was all pre-planned.
Yeah, there you go. And Vince is also head of the Hispanic Caucus for the Democratic Party of Pima County. How are you, gentlemen? It was a gorgeous weekend.
Another day in paradise.
Oh. Vince, really neat Facebook picture you posted about the judge. Where was that? Back in Pennsylvania, a judge said nobody could come into his courtroom if you were wearing pajamas.
It's only common sense.
Come on, now.
You know, the fact that we had to have a judge saying that, you know, people, you've seen sort of this happening in different places across the country, whether it's a big box store like Walmart and then people going to court. People need to dress appropriately with when they're going to court. So I thought it was a humorous thing to make a little fun ad about.
Men. We have too many boy men around who don't know how to dress, and you know, then they wonder why they don't succeed.
Why they don't get a favorable ruling.
They don't get a job.
I mean, you probably, both of you being attorneys, you've seen it all in court.
Seen a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, somebody made a joke, you know, in response to that, saying, well, you know, the judge is wearing robes.
A bathrobe, right?
A robe,
no,
right.
No. Okay, it's the day that Americans actually start to vote, and they do it in Iowa, John Munger's home state.
That's right. Grew up in Sioux City.
But it's a caucus. It's not.
It's a caucus. It's very interesting, and the people watching the debates or the caucuses tonight should recognize a couple of things. The Republicans and the Democrats do it differently. They basically around the state hold about 900 separate meetings, basically precinct meetings. People show up from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, I think, at these precinct committee meetings or precinct meetings. The Republicans have one set, the Democrats have another, different locations. And the people there that show up, whoever they are, anybody can come, and they show up and they vote for who their candidates are. And those votes are then compiled across the state. And then their delegates to the Republican National Convention or the Democratic National Convention are allocated in that way. Now, it's interesting to note that the Republicans and the Democrats caucus differently. The Republicans go into a room at their little meeting in their neighborhood, and they have secret ballots for who they're for. Mm-hmm. The Democrats go into their caucuses, and they go to different sides of the room depending on who their candidates are. So people in the Democratic caucuses can be motioning to Joe Dokes
across
the way.
Hey, come over here.
Hey, come on over to this side of the room. So they're done differently.
Yeah. Well, we have live coverage tonight on KVOI of the caucuses, 7 to 10. Steve Dace, a Salem Radio Network host, will be holding down the coverage. Vince, this is kind of the year. The New York Times had a piece over the weekend. It's kind of throw the bums out of office. That's kind of the feeling in the country.
Well, there's a lot of the feeling that's going around. You have, the residue of the Great Recession and the mortgage meltdown. That's, it's taking, it's going to take a while still to climb out of that. So you have that economic underpinning. Secondly, you've had a Democratic president, but a Congress for many years, ever since they retook power, that have been obstinately opposed to everything, which led to direct gridlock. So then people, there's a gridlock going on. And then there's this thing that John and I both agreed on in the past, and that is that wealthy special interests in Washington, D.C. have an inordinate amount of power.
And in both parties.
In both parties. I agree with that. That people are not feeling that we're getting the government that we deserve when major self-interested parties in this country can with on both sides of the aisle to some degree can really bring to bear an inordinate amount of power and persuasion, whether it's through lobbying and so forth. And so you have a lot of different factors affecting the election and what's going on.
Yeah, I think that's right. There's two populist candidates running, at least. You have Bernie Sanders, who's fundamentally a populist candidate, and you got Donald Trump running. But you have in the Republican Party too a number of other candidates who are claim to be, at least, and I think are to a large extent outsiders. I think Vince and I, and most people, a lot of people in this country agree that we've had enough of these, of the Washington, New York elite, self-elected elite, go to the same schools, they influence each other, they trade positions back and forth, and nothing ever gets done. Now, it isn't that I want anything done just to have something done, and I disagree with Vince that the Republicans have been for a lot of things, and the president has vetoed their bills, but that's standard politics, where you have a Republican Congress and you have a Democratic president. The Republicans are trying to do one thing, and Democrats are trying to do another, but there have been times when. Over the years, not just the last 8 years, but over the years where the parties have had an opportunity to get something done and nothing ever happens. Promises are made by candidates, by congressional leaders, and it never happens. And people are sick of it. People feel like they have been preempted. And their intent in both parties, I think, in showing the political leadership in this country that it's the people of this country that run things, and that the Congress and the president need to be responsive to the people.
Vince?
I would disagree to the extent that the level of obstruction that has happened. That it's just sort of, that's just politics when we have different parties there. It has been vitriolic. It has been severely obstructionist. I mean, hundreds of votes that have gone nowhere, trying to take away health insurance from people, things of that nature, where really it has been the GOP went fighting President Obama like they've never fought any other president. But the other thing I would disagree with respect to the candidates, the message that Donald Trump is trying to spread is populist, but he is there's no such thing as a billionaire populist. he is really one of those elite in Washington D.C. And you know, it'll be very interesting what you have seen, the interesting split here, what I think is happening in and this John obviously will tell what he thinks. I think from looking at the Republican Party, their primary, there is such a major schism there. And that, to some degree, the reason Donald Trump is popular is because what he's saying, he's blaming the Republican establishment, saying, look what Obama has done. I will not let that happen. I am going to take over. And so then the grassroots. So in other words, because of President Obama's success in different levels, whether it be implementing health care or other things, you see a fight of the base, the grassroots base, fighting what they view also as the GOP establishment. I'd love to hear what John says about that.
Yeah, interesting take on
there. Look, there's no question that there's a realignment going on of both parties. The Democratic Party has been moving to the left for years. That's why you have a very highly competitive candidate in the Democratic Party who's a socialist, an avowed socialist. And the other candidate, of course, is Hillary Clinton. There's no more of an insider than Hillary Clinton. She's the ultimate insider. The lady hasn't driven her own vehicle for 30 years. She hasn't been grocery shopping for 30 years.
I'm glad John's been monitoring her with some sort of high-tech surveillance to be able to know these things.
No, I mean, that's well known. So, what you have in the Republican,
accepted truth.
So you've got a realignment going on, moving far to the left on the Democratic Party. The Republicans are realigning also and saying, look, enough of this being the party of Me Too. Of kind of a funny, but unfortunately true stories. The Democrats want to move left today in the past. They want to move left today. The Republicans say, well, let's go a little slower. And people don't want to move to the left. They want freedom. They All want right. less taxes, less regulation. They want to get back to doing what made this country great.
They want to go back to the 1850s.
Oh, that's baloney.
They don't want to slow down. They want to reverse the clock on women's rights, et cetera.
We want the safety nets. We want things to make it work, but the country free.
All right, we'll continue this discussion on the Monday Political Face-Off with Vince and John right after this.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year RTA plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region safer and more accessible. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's wonderful gallery and fine framing over at Fort Lowell and Dodge. Vince Robigo is here and John Munger. Vince, you'll probably be stopping by and seeing Moe probably very soon, won't you? Moe's listening. Get ready. Vince is coming.
That's right, Moe. I'm coming down to your shop to get a big frame fixed.
And it's a big one?
Yes, it's one of those big mirrors, the Mexican artisan mirrors with the tiles surrounding them.
Oh, yeah.
Big giant mirror.
Shouldn't be a problem for Moe and the team. John, many of the conservative writers and commentators have come out. They wrote in the National Review they are against Donald Trump. They say he's not a real conservative. He's had liberal views in the past. You could support Trump. Is that
absolutely?
What you have said? Said you could support him.
I could support Trump. Look, National Review came out and it had a very negative take on Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the other conservative outlets are supportive of Trump. My view of it is nobody has a lock on what's conservative and what isn't. My view of the people that have been writing all these years and talking all these years, my question is, how successful has that been? a lot of them are just more insiders. I want to have somebody who will lead this country. And what attracts people to Donald Trump is he will lead. There are a number of things that need to be done. There's no question that Donald Trump is a leader. And we need somebody who will lead. And Donald Trump, I don't agree with everything Donald Trump says, but I don't agree with anything anybody says. Everything anybody says. 100%. So my view is he's going the right direction. He has found a parade. The conservative movement in this country, the people are fed up with our candidates who have said, "Oh, I'm a conservative." No, you may be a conservative, but you may not be a leader. I want a conservative leader. And Donald Trump is one of those people that can do that. I think there are other candidates who could do very well. I think Marco Rubio would be great. Chris Christie would be great.
How about Kasich? I think the New York Times endorsed
Kasich
him.
Kasich is
today.
Good, but his persona, he just looks tired. I think he's a terrific guy, but he looks very
tired. He doesn't
tired.
Have the kind of
he
energy
doesn't project.
That you're looking.
He doesn't
you're
project
looking.
Well.
Vince?
You know, the reality is here you have well-respected conservative Republican leaders that are not all insiders. Many of them are obviously have well recognized voices, but they are all coming out and saying that Donald Trump is not good for their movement, for the Republican side. I'm not on the Republican side, but what I can say from the Democratic side, and frankly for everybody, I think Trump would be a disaster for the country. And it's not because of a particular view he has, but it's his the alleged leadership that John is referring to. He doesn't have that. Anybody who maligns people, on personal bases, wants to throw out reporters and say maybe they should get beat up, you're on the rise to fascism. And the reality is his type of leadership is not one. Fascism is not the type of leadership or the direction this country needs to go. And he is dangerously well down that path.
Well,
and someone who can't even go into a debate because he didn't like Megyn Kelly. How is he going to deal with real issues that require serious thick skin and someone who's got to lead this country with difficult, dangerous times? And here's a man afraid to go and face Megyn Kelly of Fox News.
Well, I'll tell you this, Vince. If we don't need Bernie Sanders taxing at 90%, and we don't need Hillary Clinton, who is a likely felon and who is renowned for not being able to tell the truth about virtually anything, talk about a disaster. Hillary Clinton would be an absolute disaster. We would spend the next 4 to 8 years wondering if what the hell she was telling us was true. And you can't, when that woman went out and told the parents of the four Benghazi people that were killed, that they were killed because of a video, and then that very same day emailed her daughter and said, no, this was because of terrorism in Benghazi, had nothing to do with the video. She's just an outright liar. Now, Donald Trump, I understand why Donald Trump didn't show up. And Donald Trump plays the political game his own way. And one could argue that he had a very good reason not to show up. I happen to like Fox News, but that press release they put out about him was really, really snarky.
Well, and it's well deserved, because he deserves all the negative attention that he is getting. It is well deserved, and frankly, he's a man who will say anything to get elected. You can see the different clips. One moment, in one crowd, he's bashing people from Iowa. The next minute, he said, "Oh, Iowans are great." I mean, he has no compunction. You want to talk about a pathological liar? Donald Trump fits that category, and is also much more dangerous.
John, you wanted to say something more about the caucus before.
Well, caucus is going to be interesting. What people should watch for is Donald Trump claims to have an organization in Iowa, but nobody can find it. And it's
a very secret organization.
It's very interesting. A lot of people, it may be there. But I was hearing some talk about it on the news this morning, and you know, I'm not sure where his organization is and these grassroots organizations to organize the caucuses. It's going to be very interesting to see if Trump people show up at the polls. If they show up, given the fact that it's questionable what kind of organization he has, if people do show up and vote for Trump, that is truly a grassroots movement. And if people are showing up, not because somebody called them and told them to show up, but because they want to cast their vote for Donald Trump, that is a message. It's one thing to get a call from your precinct leader and say, hey, be there and vote for one of these other candidates. But just to show up because you're motivated, that's a big deal. And we'll see if that happens, and that's something people should watch for.
Well, I would agree in that it is a secret organization. There is no organization. It's really popularity riding on the discontent, the disaffected.
A lot of
people
do like
GOP
to come out
race.
Like an entertainer to
They do. They come out to see him. But the reality is everyone knows, all the at least the people that watch this stuff from a professional level, Ted Cruz has the most organized effort there That's in true. Iowa. That's Number true. Two is Marco Rubio. Donald Trump is relying on and the hope that people that have never participated that they're going to show up, but it's not an organized effort. His own people today were talking about that and saying the secret of this secret organization is that it's been kept secret. It's not that there is an organization or an organized effort in terms of the kind of ground game you need to win a national election.
I think it's not an organized ground game as much as the other candidates, as much as it is a populist movement. Mm-hmm. And I think if people show up and vote for Donald Trump, they're doing it on their own. And that sends a very strong message.
All right, before we go, Rick Grinnell is on the phone. Hey, Rick, how are you today?
I'm grand. It's lovely weather we're having.
Mm-hmm. Real quickly, Rick, what's on your mind?
You know, I think with this whole process, if nothing else, has got everybody engaged, number one. But I think more important, what's going to be interesting to see as the evolution of these campaigns begin to move ahead, who is going to start talking about vice presidential candidate? Because I think that will be very important to both parties with respect to the amount of draw you will get as a result of that selection. And I think that's something that people have been absent of discussion. And I think it's something that probably, if I was a candidate right now, I would start throwing out some ideas to engage that audience that I may not be talking to normally.
Okay, thank you, Rick. Have a great day.
Yeah, I'm not sure that any of the candidates are going to be talking about who their vice presidential candidates are. Running mates would be, but it's an interesting thought. That's just typically not done, but it could happen. And Donald Trump is certainly capable of something like that. I think the really interesting thing is going to be who drops out after the Iowa and New Hampshire primaries, and who picks up the votes. Who's going to pick up if Mike Huckabee drops out? Are those votes going to Donald Trump, or are they going to Marco Rubio?
We shall see.
And I think, I will tell you, I think the surprise here is Marco Rubio.
Or Rand Paul. Rand Paul today was saying that Donald Trump would be bad and for both the party and the country.
Yeah, so, and I don't know where his voters would go to.
Not to Trump.
You know, what happens if Chris Christie gets out? Where do his voters go?
All right, John Munger, thank you very much, John. Good to see you. Vince, always good to see you.
Same here.
Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Go by Moe. They can take care of all of your framing needs, as will Vince Robigo be stopping by in the next few days to take care of a mirror that needs a little bit of repair. There you go. Okay, thanks a lot. Vince and John, hope you both have a great week.
Are you chemically sensitive? Worried about exposing your family and pets to chemicals sprayed around your home?
Five-Star Termite and Pest Control may be your answer. Our patented treatment process has been used on many chemically sensitive families' homes. Homeowner and pet interaction with the termite barrier is rare because it's held safely within the wall void. We won't treat the soil in the yard where your pets and children play.
Five-Star Termite and Pest Control, treating the termites' food, not the earth. 886-0045.
We're Five-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions work together to deliver regional transportation improvements that are funded by the RTA's 20-year plan. So far, more than 700 transportation improvements have been completed, like enhanced transit services, new bike lanes and sidewalks, expanded roadways, and new traffic signal technologies. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future, more at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Tuesday as we present our monthly Your Med segment with former UA College of Medicine Dean, Dr. Ray Woosley. Also, Tucson's Bon Voyage Travel celebrates their 40th anniversary. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's AM 1030, KVOI The Voice, with live streaming, podcasts, and our complete show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on a very cold and blustery day in southern Arizona. We don't get a chance to say that very often, but 5 years ago it was a really cold day too. Barely got above 32 degrees. So, but luckily not that cold right now. The Buckmaster Show contributor on military and foreign affairs, General John Wickham, who was U.S. Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. He was Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 79 to 82. General Wickham served a total of 41 years in the U.S. Army. He's retired in Oro Valley, and we are always honored to have him on the first Monday of the month to talk military and foreign affairs. He joins us on the live line right now. General, how are you?
Doing fine, Bill. An honor to be on your great program always.
Well, it's always great to hear from you. 790-2040 for questions, comments, and if you have some suggestions, that's fine too. General Wickham would be delighted to hear from you. The news continues to be bad coming in from Kabul, Afghanistan. The death toll is up to 20, I believe, now in that suicide bombing attack outside of police headquarters. Really bad news, General.
That's right, and it's going to continue. The good news is that unlike Iraq, where the leaders wanted us out of there ASAP, the leaders in Afghanistan, Ghani, the new president, wants America to remain in the country as long as we're willing to do that. And they have signed a status of forces agreement, so we have legal protection for our troops, which we didn't have in Iraq and why we had to get out. So that's good news. And also, we're continuing to provide military support, over $4 billion a year, and that's likely to have to continue. So we're going to make progress. The Afghan Army and their Air Force is coming around. It's going to be a quality operation. And together, using our intelligence and our air power, we're going to go after the Islamic State. Some of this activity from that you talk about in Kabul is coming out of Pakistan. It's the Taliban. And the Taliban radicals are trying to upset things for their own purposes in Pakistan. So that's where we're headed. But we're going to see more of this.
Is the ISIS, do they have a franchise ISIS in Afghanistan? Have they united now with the Taliban?
ISIS is sort of morphed all like cancer. In many countries, there are little elements of it. But it's unlike Al-Qaeda. The ISIS phenomenon is if you've got a bomb or you want to kill somebody, go ahead and do it. There's no less organization than there was with Al-Qaeda. So you're likely to see this. Look at the San Bernardino in California. These were Americans that were persuaded on the Internet that this is what they should do, that this is the best way to go to heaven, and that Allah wants you to do that. We have to turn that around, and I think there's a major, major effort underway in the Internet and the social media to try to turn around young people that are so susceptible to this.
General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040, 790-2040, if you have any questions or comments. I want to leave foreign affairs for a minute and talk about military retirement, General. Some big changes going on in that area, and it's very important to many veterans who live in the Tucson area.
That's true, Bill. It is not likely to affect many of the veterans here, but the plans are to try to turn the retirement system back into something like a 401k arrangement where we have an industry that the employer puts money into a 401k and the employee puts money into it. The tragedy with our current retirement system is that since you don't put anything into it, you get nothing out of it if you leave before 20 years. And there are a lot of veterans who are discharged for disciplinary reasons or just quit, and they get nothing. I think that's unjust and unfair. The one proposal is that there'd be a 401k, that everyone would put money into it, and the government would put money into it, and you would have an asset that you could draw upon in retirement. It would be portable, could be folded into a company that you went to work for later on. Now, one of the issues that's being debated, should we make it retroactive a few years, 5 years, 10 years, and capture everybody that is in that envelope? I don't think that's right. I think if we're going to make that kind of a change, it ought to be from day one when you enter right now. That's what's going to be the contract you'll have.
So you got to be in 20 years before you're going to get anything then, huh?
That's right. That's right. 20 years, you'd get a 50% of your military pay would be retired, and you'd get that. If you stayed for 30, it's 75%. Unfortunately, we're not very fair about that. One of our sons is an attorney, and that's all he does is work for veterans on veterans issues. And he has found a number of veterans in our Guard and Army Reserve that are not treated the same way as active duty veterans. They don't get the same equal benefits. And he's had to go, he's certified, goes to up to the Supreme Court if necessary. And he's done that. And he's gotten some things changed. For example, he had was a psychiatrist in the Air Force who was kicked out at 18 years, zero pension, nothing. Well, my son found some errors in the circumstance, appealed the case, won the case, got this veteran back complete retirement and all back pay. So it gave him back his life. So we've got to do a better job. There's a lot of talk from people in Congress that we love veterans and we're going to really go out and help them. I don't think we walk the talk the way we should.
And it also applies to hiring veterans right here in Tucson.
It does, you're right. And fortunately, we've got some smart people there. Oro Valley, the mayor, Hiermoth, and the town council had voted a few years ago a special initiative to encourage veterans, encourage corporations in town to hire veterans. And the mayor has gone around to a number of places, Home Depot and others, Safeway, to encourage them to hire veterans. So Oro Valley has been sort of a leader in this regard, but we need to do a better job of that.
All right. When we come back with General Wickham, we'll be talking about veterans, care for veterans, the latest on the VA and updating and taking care of our veterans. If you have any questions or comments about anything the General has discussed or any foreign affairs issues, please call us at 790-2040. We'll take our break here as we push toward 1245 on the Buckmaster Show, where this portion is brought to you by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. They're getting a really beautiful snowstorm over in Silver City. Some of the pictures I have seen on Facebook look kind of a picture book setting. It's only 3 hours east of Tucson to Silver City, and it's a great place to go hike and hang out in downtown Silver City. Great restaurants, do some antiquing, and great places to stay like Bear Creek Cabins and Wilderness Lodge, to name a few. Check out their website, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, the many places to stay and things to do, southwestnewmexico.org.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Our business and technology section takes a different look at the economy from the Mises Institute, the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, Mises Global Economic Trend Analysis, and the Daily Bell. It is business and technology news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Back to the Buckmaster Show. General John Wickham is on the live line. General Wickham joins us the first Monday of each month, the former Chief of Staff of the United States Army. Before the break, and by the way, 790-2040 for your questions for General Wickham. Care for veterans. You know, a lot of the politicians are saying, oh, we must do better. Are we doing better, General?
We're not doing as well as we should. We don't think we walk the talk. The VA has, we've got a new head of the VA, very capable, and the people are claiming you're not firing enough people. Well, part of the difficulty is that Congress imposed years ago, wisely, as a matter of fact, very stringent regulations about letting go civil service employees. So in order to get rid of somebody, you have to go through a rigmarole of regulations to let people go. But that's not totally the answer. Part of the problem of the VA is they can't hire enough doctors. And why? Because Congress has not given the VA enough funding to do that. Now, fortunately, in Tucson, we've got one of the best VA centers in the United States. And I go down there periodically to shake hands with veterans and ask about things. And the nurses down there, for example, they are employed almost twice as long as nurses in the civilian hospitals. Why? Because they like the facility. It's well-run, well-managed, and does a good job of caring for veterans.
Let's go to our live line. Matthew would like to talk about veterans. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hello, Matthew.
Hello, General. It's nice to talk to you again. You know, I got a chance to meet Secretary McDonald when he came to Tucson with a small form of people, both he and the two other secretaries from Labor and Housing and Urban Development came to talk about homeless and veterans issues. And I was really struck by the fact that how well, you know, our VA was represented. There were representatives there in the room, but I'll be honest with you. Everyone spoke highly again about our VA, and I speak highly because I could use our Southern Arizona VA. But I don't think, you know, it's necessarily a question of the model as much as the procedures. And you referred to it the last time you talked about the issue of a lot of veterans who have lost their ability to access because they received a less than honorable or a dishonorable discharge, which, again, I agree as a former person who used to process those things. It was a mistake in processing them out the way that we did because we didn't take into account the ramifications. It was more of a procedural thing to clean up the system. So again, thank you for what you do. And it's a complicated issue, and it's not going to be solved by rhetoric. It's going to be solved by people making changes administratively, bureaucratically, but not just by firing people willy-nilly. Thank you, sir. Bye.
That's excellent comments, Matthew, and I appreciate your role in trying to do better around here. You're exactly right. One of the ideas that ought to be pushed is to separate the bad conduct, dishonorable discharge issue from health care. That if you're going to serve in the military, you ought to get medical care. And if you get thrown out because of bad conduct or dishonorable discharge because of bad conduct, that's separate. And you've got that blight on your future. But you still should get the medical care. And unfortunately, we've lumped them all together. If you get thrown out, you get nothing, absolutely nothing. And I just don't think that's just. And the VA, some of the VAs have been very enlightened also about homeless. I think over in California, the VA, some of the VA, the big ones, have used some of their land that they had formerly been renting out commercially, are now turning that land into homeless shelters, building small apartments. And we could do a better job of that. It was Shinseki, the former head of the VA, had a plan to get rid of all the homeless vets by 2015. Well, we made a long march towards that. We didn't make it, but we're getting there. But we can do a better job of it. And Tucson has done a good job of getting veterans off the streets and into shelters. We find also it's cheaper if you get the homeless people off the street into some kind of housing. The cost of caring for them is less than going into emergency rooms constantly. So it makes a lot of economic sense.
All right, let's go back to our live line. And Dan also would like to talk about veterans and health care. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, hi. I'm a Korean and Vietnam vet. I was a Navy 06. But I retired quite a while ago. It seems to me that I recall that the VA hospitals were established primarily for servicemen who were injured while on active duty. And now it sounds like any veteran that just served a few months is now eligible for care. When did the change come about?
You're right. The original idea was the VA would care for people that were injured. But shortly after that established the VA, the idea was, well, we have an obligation because we're not sure when somebody is going to need that care. Therefore, if you serve, and we're going to care for you for the rest of your life, medical care, or pharmaceuticals, that kind of thing. That goes back, shortly after World War II. So, I think it's a fair thing. If you're going to serve our country, you need to have some reassurance that we're going to care for you and your family.
Yeah, and homelessness, of course, getting back to that, it's sad, especially sad when it is someone that did, a man or a woman who did serve in the military, and then they find themselves living under a bridge or out on the street. That really has to change, General.
Yep, it does, and we're moving in that direction to get rid of them.
General, I'm just about out of time, but I know we always like to get your insight on Korea because you have so much experience in that regard, and the New York Times had an article saying the United States will step up defenses if China fails to act against North Korea.
Yeah, we've already begun to do that. We've offered to the South Korean government a very, very sophisticated high-altitude air defense system called THAAD. And the South Koreans have been reluctant to accept that and buy it because they thought it would be a provocation. But now Park Geun-hye, the South Korean female president, whom Anna and my wife Anna and I know very well, they're prepared to accept it. So that's going to happen. And I think the Japanese will want to do the same sort of a thing. The Chinese realize that North Korea is a bit of a difficulty. I've had 6 trips to China and talked with the prime minister and other leaders there, and they said North Korea is our close ally. But guess what? We can't tell them anything. They're very independently minded. So the Chinese are troubled by North Korea. They don't want North Korea to become an ally oriented towards the United States, but they don't want North Korea to become a pariah state. So I think we have China on our side and Russia also to begin to influence North Korea. There's another interesting article related to this that some of your viewers might be interested in Washington Post. Is an article about young people in South Korea are beginning to be very disenchanted by the economy. And many of them are saying it's like living in hell here if you don't have a job. Hmm. And you can't get a job unless you're part of a wealthy class in South Korea. I saw some of that happening when I was the commander over there. And guess what? That's happened in the United States. It's happening in many Western countries. That is partly the phenomenon we're beginning to see in the GOP, Democratic presidential phenomenon of young people swarming to some of these outrageous candidates who are claiming that we got to change government and throw all the oligarchs out.
Yeah, people feel disenfranchised.
Exactly, that's the word.
All right. General, I'm going to have to run. Thank you always for being a guest on the program. And
It's been an honor, Bill.
Hope everything goes well. Thank you very much. Bye. General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show this afternoon. Part of our daily Monday through Friday lineup here, we do 6 hours of local talk because we believe that this is important. We believe local talk is important. We've got Mike Shaw, 4 to 5. He does For Tucson at 4 with Ray Allen, the two of them pretty much together here at 4 to 5. Then in the morning, 4 hours of local talk beginning at 6. The Daily Double follows Chris and Joe from 6 to 8. The Daily Double is 8 to 9. Then Sean McCluskey, his newest show, our newest show on KVOI, is The Talk of the Town. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, the name of the show, my last name, Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04, along with Ray Allen tomorrow. We hope you have a great afternoon and evening. And remember, cover everything tonight. Make sure the plants are inside, and certainly cover those pipes. Have a great day.